Hey, this is Andy C.
Hey, it's Future Bound here.
Hey, this is Katie from Coven.
It is me, Mosey, everyone's favourite dad of DMB.
Hey, this is Wilkinson.
Hey, this is Netsky.
Hey, it's Boo.
Yo, this is Bensley.
Hey, guys, it's Formula.
Hey, it's Andromatic.
This is the Full Noise Podcast with Mike Nicholas.
My first guest for episode one is Dutch producer Sun Holo, and he's on the phone with me right now. Thanks so much for chatting. How are you?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I'm great. I'm just getting something to drink right now. Let me see if there's something.
What's on the list for a drink right now?
Water, man. Today it's so hot today. I've been in the studio all day. I've not been drinking any water, so I need some water right now.
Yeah, fair enough. What's been going on for you lately?
So we just finished a major tour. Mm-hmm. We toured the US, we toured Asia, we toured Australia and Europe, and now we are home for a little bit, and I'm just writing music a lot, man. I'm just trying to make something unique and something new.
And I've literally just caught you playing around right now. How's that been going?
Yeah. Like I said, I just saw my phone ring and I was like, who is this? Plus 64? Or was it?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know who this is. And I just picked it up and it was you. So it was like, oh yeah, I forgot. But I'm sorry, man. I was just writing some guitar stuff.
No, that's all good. I'm just hoping I've interrupted the creative flow, you know?
No, actually, you made me go outside and go for a walk a little bit. That's very good for me.
Now, obviously, you recently released Lost Lately. Great track, by the way. Really enjoying it at the moment.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Where did the idea for that start out?
Yeah, well, actually, I was playing guitar. I was in my in the tour bus. We had been traveling for weeks on the bus, and I think I did about 30 shows or something. And the very last week of the tour was just pretty intense, you know. Like if you eat sushi every day, like figure of speech, if you eat sushi every day, you're not gonna like sushi anymore. So if you have to perform every night, it's not. At some point, it gets like repetitive, and you just need a break.
Yeah,
and I was feeling very lost. I didn't know what to feel anymore. I felt kind of disconnected with everyone around me and the audience. So that's where the idea of Lost Lately came from. I literally said it to my tour manager. I was like, I've just been feeling lost lately, and I was like, that's a pretty good line, Lost Lately.
And I think that's great because you're talking about mental health, which so many people relate to, and it's so important within the dance music scene right now.
Yeah, I feel like there's. That's why I really appreciate you for being into the track, because I feel like, I'm not sure, I feel like a lot of the touring artists should be talking about it more, about how tour life can be and how it's beautiful but also a struggle sometimes. Plus, I believe like they should write about it more. We should write more about like problems and less about, you know, that we all write about the beautiful love and the fairy tale stuff, but I want to write about the real shit, that like being lost and having no feelings, and you know,
and that stuff's more relatable, you know. More, I think more people relate to that. Was it hard for you putting out a song like that, you know, so personal?
Not really. I found it way harder to release a song that is not personal and that I don't feel connected to. I have to feel really connected to it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I just can't stand behind it.
Yeah. And how was it you originally started out producing?
So like I said, I'm very guitar oriented. Mm-hmm. So everything I do mostly comes from a guitar chord or a guitar picking pattern or a melody on the guitar. And then I translate that to the computer, and then I add all these sounds, and maybe most of the times I end up cutting out the guitar, and I just, what's left is like an electronic production. But lately I've been keeping the guitar in more and more. Also on my album one, I really kept the guitar in a lot, which is, I guess, kind of gave it the sound that I'm currently like pursuing, this sort of indie electronic sound.
And now you obviously recently played that huge gig at Red Rocks as well. How was that?
Yeah, man, that was just, Red Rocks is the most beautiful venue. It's an amphitheater, and my family came out, even my grandma came out, who was like 80, and it was just very cute. It was one of the most special shows I've ever done, because all my friends were there from Holland, they flew over, and it was just the biggest show I've ever done.
I love that. It must have been, I feel like it's like a career highlight for you.
Yeah, I think so. I think that being able to sell like Red Rocks, mm-hmm. like so many tickets, and like, I mean, I still don't really believe it. I still don't really understand how people want to see me. it's just like, yeah, it's, I guess I'm just too, Dutch people are very, like grounded. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Dutch people are,
we're very much the same here in New Zealand, to be fair. I think it's a,
like
quite similar.
Don't be over the top, just not over the top, just very calm and like, you know.
100%. I mean, with the likes of America, where you've got these huge personalities and that sort of thing, it's very much the same in New Zealand, I think, as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, on the social media, I've seen recently you've been working with the likes of RL Grime and What's So Not as well. Are you building up to a sort of EP or new album release?
Man, I'm just making so much music, and I'm in the stage right now where sometimes I make something and then I'm so happy mm-hmm. about it, and then the next day I hate it. So my process is just make a lot of music, and at some point I'm starting to find a direction again. Mm-hmm. I've been working with RL Grime on some great tracks. I've been working with What's So Not. I'm really excited about those tracks for sure, but I can't really say much about it yet, mm-hmm. but they're going to be bangers for sure.
Can I ask if you've got any completed tunes with them, or if that sort of still in the creative process?
We're working on multiple things, actually.
Okay. All right. Now, you last made the trip out to New Zealand last year for FOMO. How was it?
I really like New Zealand because, of course, because of the beautiful animals.
Yeah.
We always go like, we go like, you know, I don't know where it was, but we went like to do stuff. I think last time I was there for such a short time. And I was so sad that we had to leave the next morning, because we just flew in. I went to the hotel, and then we had the show, and then we left again. So it's terrible. Like, things like that, tour life seems amazing because you travel all the time. But sometimes the only thing you do is travel.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And you
don't get to see anything.
You just want to stop.
Yeah. But the people are very nice. I've got some friends from New Zealand. It's a producer called Hyundai's. Mm-hmm. It's a very good friend of mine, and he's from New Zealand, so I got to see him there.
That's good. Awesome. Do you have any plans to come back to New Zealand anytime soon? We'd love to see you again.
I would love to go there, but it's literally the other side of the world.
Yeah.
It's literally. I remember flying there one time. It was just the longest flight ever, and I would love to come back.
Yeah.
Hopefully next year.
Yeah, I hope so too. Now, what advice would you give for any upcoming producers?
Oh, upcoming producers, I think a good advice is you always start out copying other artists. That's how I started. I was like, oh, I want to sound like that. And how do I sound like that? At some point, it's very important to realize that you have to find your own sound. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the only way to stand out in the crowd. And that's very important if you want to get noticed, I believe.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, well, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. Considering you're over the other side of the world doing your thing right now in your creative moment.
Right, thank you, man. Yeah, I'm just, head's all over the place.
Fair enough. But hey, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. It's really cool meeting you, I guess you could say. It's a weird thing, but
yeah.
Meeting you. And hopefully
next time I'm there, next time in New Zealand, we should just get some food or something.
Yeah, 100%. I'm totally keen for that, for sure. And I'm looking forward to the new music as well. No pressure.
Thank you, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, man.
Follow us on the socials. Just search @FullNoise.